You are about to experience an actual self-hypnosis session, and I'd like to cover a few points before we start. First of all, do not listen to this while driving, operating machinery, or in fact doing anything other than sitting or lying comfortably with your eyes closed. Second, don't expect to feel hypnotized. Hypnosis doesn't necessarily have a feeling, so just expect to feel relaxed. If you need to shift your body position to feel more comfortable or to attend to an emergency, you'll be able to do so easily and instantly because you are in control. Thirdly, this is a generic recording and your mind will only take on board those suggestions that are relevant to you. Any suggestions that are not relevant will be filtered out. And lastly, your mind may wander from time to time. Some of the time you may be paying attention to what I say, and other times your mind may be thinking other things. It doesn't matter at all, because your subconscious mind is getting all the suggestions that you need to get. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to this recording. With repeated listening, you will find that your stress levels in everyday life diminish drastically and your enjoyment of life increases dramatically at the same time. We recommend several listenings per week for best results. So go ahead and close your eyes. Now take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. I'm going to count from 21 down to 1. You will find that with each and every number, you are allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed. Just allow it to happen and let's begin. 21. Place your awareness on your feet and relax all the muscles in your feet. Your toes are relaxing all the way up to your ankles. Just allowing your feet to become very comfortable and very relaxed. 20. Allow this wonderful relaxation to flow from your ankles to your calf muscles. And 19, from your calves up into your knees. 18, you now feel and find this wonderful relaxation moving from your knees up into your thighs. 17. From your thighs up into your hips, taking care of your breathing now as you breathe free and easy. 16. From your hips now on up into your abdomen, and with every breath that you exhale, you are going deeper and deeply relaxed. Want it to happen and allow it to happen now. 15. Now allow this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow up the large and small muscles of your back, allowing those back muscles to go completely relaxed, just like a loose, limp rag doll. 14. Allow this wonderful relaxation to flow up and into your shoulders. 13. Up and over your shoulders and down into your chest. Such a wonderful, comfortable feeling. And with every breath that you exhale, you're going even deeper and deeply relaxed. Relaxing more with each easy beat of your heart. 11. Now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow down the muscles of your arms and into your elbows. 10. From your elbows now, through the muscles of your forearms and into your wrists. 9. Allowing that relaxation to move from your wrists into your hands and across the large knuckles on the back of your hands, then right on out to the end of your fingertips. 8. Such a wonderful, comfortable feeling now. And with every breath you exhale, your body just keeps relaxing more and more deeply, more and more relaxed. 7. Sending that relaxation back up to your shoulders. 6. Allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow up all the large and small muscles of your neck. 5. All the muscles of your jaw relaxing. 4. All the muscles of your cheeks relaxing. 3. All the muscles of your eyelids relaxing. 2. All the muscles of your forehead relaxing. And 1, relax now. Deeper and deeply relax now. With every breath you exhale, you go deeper and deeply relaxed. Everything is now just slowing down as you focus on my voice. Just allow yourself to drift deeper and deeply relaxed. Deeper and deeply relaxed. Day by day, in every conceivable way, you are becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress or tension or anxiety. In doing this, you find yourself following certain guidelines. You no longer resort to irrational behaviour or habit-forming substances. You now know that irritability, shouting, fuming and carrying on do little to alleviate tension and are often counterproductive when you consider the potential for harm that such irrational behaviour carries for relationships with friends or family who must bear the brunt of your actions. You realise that the danger is not in the stressful situation or experience, but rather in your individual reaction to it. Stress can be caused by any change in one's life situation, whether that change be positive or negative. And since change is an immutable fact of life, then it naturally follows that so is stress. However, we definitely do have a choice in the way that we react to these life situations. The key to handling stress or tension is first to recognize your own stress signals, and secondly, to take some positive steps. Some common signs of stress are irritability, increased smoking or drinking, insomnia, uncharacteristic physical or mental errors, making silly mistakes, physical tension, headaches. More and more, you are beginning to be able to recognize your own stress signals and take definite action to counteract them. At the first sign of these signals, you withdraw a bit and take stock of the situation and of your reactions. You are also beginning to locate and be aware of the sources that cause stress in your life. You're making time to take a close and critical look at your personal relationships with people, both important and seemingly unimportant in your life. You include friends, family, employers and employees, neighbours, even casual acquaintances in your observations. You also find yourself looking inward and examining yourself, asking yourself some hard and searching questions, such as, do I make unreasonable demands upon myself and those around me? Am I inflexible in my decisions? Am I too rigid in my philosophy of life? You realise that you can minimise stress by learning to accept and live with your limitations. You are learning to be realistic in your responses to the repeated stressful situations that you may find yourself in. If you can, you change the situation by talking to and negotiating with the other person or persons that may be causing or contributing towards the stress. If the situation cannot be changed, then you accept that fact. There is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that this person should not or must not do whatever it is that they are doing that distresses you. It would be nice if they didn't, but since they are, and if they're determined not to change, then you must decide what is more important to you, the advantages of the job or personal relationship or whatever the life situation may be, or the potentially disadvantageous effects to your physical or emotional well-being, whatever that may be. You are also beginning to realise that there is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that you must or have to react to the situation in the way that you do. You do have a choice. The choices may not always be attractive ones. They may indeed be the lesser of two evils. But there is a choice. Depending on the situation, you may then feel it more advantageous to leave it if the stress and tension it causes you are greater than the reasons for staying. You are also acquiring confidence in your ability to make these decisions. Once you've made a decision, you rest content in the knowledge that you've made a wise decision. You then dismiss it from your mind. You are acquiring confidence in your ability to make decisions wisely. You also resolve to get adequate exercise and recreation. Studies have shown that people who engage in regular exercise tend to enjoy better health, sleep better, and are generally better able to cope with the stresses and tensions of everyday living. Day by day, you become more and more successful in bringing positive, happy, relaxing thoughts into your mind. You accept more and more that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether you will be happy or miserable, tense or relaxed. It's not external events that make you happy or sad, relaxed or stressful, but the attitude that you take to those events. With ever-increasing frequency, you are able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are both necessary and possible. More and more, you find yourself substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress, because you cannot be both stressed and relaxed at the same time. And should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, you will find it possible to relieve the stress and tension easily and naturally. And to help you with this, you're going to learn a simple but powerful technique. Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, all you have to do is to take 3 deep breaths. And if the circumstances permit, to close your eyes. And each time you take a deep breath and you exhale, you picture or imagine yourself as being calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are now. And to reinforce this relaxation, you say or think to yourself 5 times the word calm. You then take another deep breath, exhale, and go about your business. As you do this, you immediately begin to relax. Stress, tension, and anxiety just fade away and are immediately replaced by calmness, confidence, relaxation, assuredness, and poise. Now, as you continue to drift on down deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, you are realizing both consciously and unconsciously that day by day, you're becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. And you're doing this so naturally, day by day, in every conceivable way. To make this possible, you find yourself following these guidelines. First of all, you recognize stress. You recognize and become aware of your own particular and individual stress signals. You become successful at recognizing them earlier and earlier in each situation. You also admit openly and honestly that you are experiencing stress. And you do this with 3 simple words that you either think to yourself or say aloud. And the words are, I feel stress. Recognition and acceptance leads quickly to positive action to manage and alleviate the stress. Since the opposite of stress is relaxation, you now find yourself more and more substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress. I'd like you to picture and imagine yourself in a particularly trying situation, one that would normally make you feel stressed or anxious. And imagine yourself taking 3 deep breaths. Imagine yourself becoming calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are now. And saying to yourself 5 times the word calm. And noticing now how the feeling of peace, calm, and relaxation just washes over you, soothing away all stress and tension and anxiety. Notice how all around you people may be uptight, but you are very controlled, very calm, very peaceful. You now realize that you cannot reason or rationalize stress and tension away. You can, however, imagine it away. And you can still react when something happens, but you find yourself becoming more peaceful, calm, and relaxed. Your marvelous ability to let go of stress and tension grows stronger and stronger with each and every passing day. You've done very well today. You are beginning to realize and understand that hypnosis is simply a learning experience that has helped you today. And yet you want to keep learning. You want to keep progressing. You want to keep accomplishing. There are so many areas of your life that you still want and still need to learn. Although you've only been relaxing here a moment or so, it's already beginning to feel as though you are moving ahead. I'm now going to count from 1 to 5. As I count up, you're going to feel wonderful. You'll want to keep advancing, you'll want to keep learning, you'll want to keep progressing. 1. You have truly enjoyed these last few moments of hypnosis, and you know that you've begun the very process of learning and accomplishing, now becoming an inspiration to men and women alike. 2. Feeling good with what you've already done here today, and you want to keep moving ahead, beginning to feel as though you've discovered something truly wonderful, and it's your discovery. It can be shared by you in any way that you wish and at any time that you want. 3. Beginning to feel as though these last few moments have truly been very beneficial for you. Feeling very, very pleased with what you've accomplished today with the use of hypnosis. 4. Moving ahead now with confidence, learning, accomplishing and succeeding. Breathing deeper, breathing easier, coming all the way back up, feeling energized. And 5, eyes open, take a nice deep breath, a nice deep easy breath, feeling fully alert, fully back in the room.